Welcome to Growing in His Word, man. I'm Pastor Joseph. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Welcome to Growing in His Word. Jesus is in love with you, man. He just ascended. Last week we were in the book of Acts, and we were talking about how Jesus ascended to heaven and how he's coming back. And now we're in the upper room. And you may be thinking, what is the upper room? What does it have to do to me, with me? What does it have to do with what I do in life? Well, the upper room was left for a reason. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, because we know the reason is for prayer, Father. Because you left the upper room to go to a place in heaven, Father. And Lord, you said that you would come back, Lord Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, you touch this sermon, Father. Let it be your will in this sermon. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming back to Growing in His Word. A lot of emails, man. And listen, the upper room was the meeting place, man. It was the place where everybody got together when they had issues. Listen, it was a place where the togetherness was formed. It was a place where the upper room, Jesus spent the last Passover with his disciples. This is where Judas was basically denying Jesus. And I talked about that in John. We talked about that, how he denied him when he dipped his bread in the sauce. I think it was hummus. The best hummus around. However, we need to depend on Jesus for all things. Listen, verse 12 says, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, Mount Olive, okay, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. Verse 13 says, and when they had entered, they went up into an upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus. Now listen to this. Okay. And Simon, the zealot. Now, Judas, the son of James, these were all continued with one accord. Now listen, they were one accord in prayer. One accord is in the Greek is epi tu auto. Okay, now one accord, you can think of it as a Honda Accord. They were all in a Honda Accord, one-minded. Joseph, they didn't have Hondas back then. Well, I got one now. I mean, you guys want to come in my Honda? I'm just kidding. Listen, they were with one accord, man. And this is the book of Acts. This is what it comes down to. Listen, one accord. Man, there's so many nuggets in this chapter. It's going to be very hard to complete without getting down to it. We might have to do another part of this. But listen, they were with one accord in prayer and supplication. Listen, believers, most people forget about the word prayer. Prayer. It is so important in our lives because it humbles the person who thinks that they're better than others. It causes us to trust in Jesus. It allows us to help others and pray for others. It reflects on what Jesus has done in our lives. Listen. Listen, this is very important because I want to share something with you. I want everyone to do this if they can. I mean, it's a blessing if they can do this. Go to the dollar store. If you're in the jungle somewhere, write it on a tree. I don't care how you do it. Do it. But grab a journal. Get yourself a journal. And I want you to pray with your pencil, pen, and pray and say, Lord, show me, teach me, love me. And I want you to write in the journal every time God does something good for you. And I want you to take this journal and hide it in your place of hiding. And listen, I want you to reflect back on what God has done for you when you're going through trials and when you're hurting in this life. Because we as believers have to be in one accord and in prayer and supplication. And this is the key, because if we don't understand the power of the togetherness, then the enemy will come in and he will try to separate us. Listen. The church was united, not divided. Jesus Christ wants to unite us, but he wants us to be in the same mind, same accord. He wants us to be together. But don't forget, he wants us to be in prayer and in supplication. Why? It builds our character. It gives us power over sin. It shows us how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Father. Listen, how many times have you prayed for something and you wanted it so bad, and you couldn't get it, and God said no? Listen, when God says no, it's no. I don't care what you want. It's not what you want. It's what Jesus wants in your life. Peter was a leader, but he goofed up. He was a blow it. He blew chunks. He messed up, but he knew when he messed up. He was on his knees and he said, "Lord, forgive me." Prayer causes us to have a personal relationship, and it causes us to repent from our sins and to move on and press on. Listen, we believers need to be on fire for Jesus. I'm sorry, man. I mean, this is the last days. But God wants us together, because when you're alone, when you're isolated, the devil will single you out. He will plant thoughts. It's the enemy's job. What do you mean? Listen, no takers. The enemy will take his nasty thoughts and plant them in your mind. And when you take that nasty seed and you harbor it, you take it, you suck it in your mind, and you're not praying and reading the Bible, what happens? I'll tell you what happens. The devil comes and he sows a nasty seed and a lie. He's a liar. That's how we fight the enemy, by prayer. We cannot understand the power of God if we don't have prayer. You're thinking, move on to the next verse. No, we can't until we understand that Jesus wants us to have prayer and supplication and togetherness, koinonia, one another in a holiness in each other. And when someone's hurting, this is the book of Acts. When someone's hurting and they're sick and they need prayer and they got a doctor bill and they're coming to you and they have a $200 doctor bill, you don't say, "Oh, be warm and be filled. God bless you," when you know you have $25,000 in the bank and you can do it. Because Jesus says, "If you love me, you will love one another in deed and in truth." That's how you know that I am of you. 1 John. Can you imagine that? I never knew that. Yeah, read it. 1 John chapter 1, 2, and 3. Read it and your life will be changed. When you know somebody's hurting, you don't just pat them on the back and say, "Be warm and be filled." No. You love them in deed and in truth. This is togetherness. This is the koinonia, that the fellowship that Jesus wants us to have. We need each other. It's like a candle. Imagine 25 candles in the dark and Satan blows all of them out. We need to be that light to light the other candles. So when the enemy comes, he can't blow our candles out. Listen, it's happening. It's happening now. We're living in the days where our joys are the enemy's trying to rob our joy. And we can't let that happen. Listen, an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and communication is key. Love, it's a key to building other believers up and having that fellowship with each other. It gives us power over sin, and we understand God's character in our life. So we got to be one accord in prayer and supplication. And it says in verse 14, with the woman. And listen to this. It says, these all continued. It didn't say that they stopped. You know, we can read verses all day, but we got to stay on what it says. They continued. They continued. They continue to hit on this verse and keep hitting on it until we understand how important it is to be in prayer. I mean, prayer is serious. What do? We sit here, watch, and we be silent. And if we don't pray, God, how do we know what God wants in our lives? What directions? Believers, pray more. It keeps us together. Listen. Verse 14 says, these all continued. They didn't quit with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And then Matthias is going to be chosen. In those days, listen, verse 15 says, in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples all together. The number of names was about 120, okay? And said, verse 16, men and brethren, this, not the or, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before them by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Listen, they're switching out Judas for Matthias. Okay? Judas was rotten. But Peter was reflecting on what David was saying. Listen, Peter basically equated the speech of David with the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's called biblical doctrine. It's when the words of the scripture are equally to the words of God with no error, with no nothing wrong with it. You go look to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy will tell you. But basically, Matthias is being chosen and Peter is talking about exactly what happened. Now, this gets kind of awesome because listen, the book of Acts is going. It's a church. It's flowing. The Holy Spirit's working. Because Peter is he's working for the Lord and he's weeding out who's nasty and who's not. Peter's seen him. Peter knew. Peter was persecuted. The churches now are divided because they don't understand the love of Christ and the fellowship with one another. People get upset and they don't understand the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, I want to share this with you, man. It's for my own self. Believers, you need to watch your thoughts, man, because they become your words. You need to choose your words, for they become actions. Understand your actions, for they become habits. Study your habits, for they will become your character. Listen, develop your character, for it becomes your destiny. Put Jesus Christ before everything that you do, and God will bless you. Listen, it may not be what you want, but it's going to be what God wants. And whatever God wants is more healthier for us in the long run. I wanted a Porsche years ago. And my wife said, don't do it. I don't think God wants that. No, he wants it. He wants it. I said, well, I can't afford a nice new one, so I'll just get a used one. Okay. She looked at me and said, yeah, okay, we're going to see about that. Oh, I bought it one. Oh, I did. I got one. It was a cheapie, but a fast one. And I started to wash it more. I started to brush it more. I started to put the rags on there. No, don't put those rags on there. I got to get the ones that squeezy so you don't screw, so it's still, you know, you can see your face in there like a mirror. Oh, and I was speeding. I was going fast. Oh, yeah. I got arrested. Wow. Never been arrested in my life. But I did with that car. And I spent 7-8 hours in jail, and God said, hey, are you done now? I said, Lord, why me? You know, I'm not the money pastor. I preach for free. God said, it isn't about you, Pastor Joseph. It's about me. And I didn't want you to have that car. Now, when you get it out of impound, sell it. Yes, God, you got it. 8 hours this place, man. You got it. I learned my lesson. Never went back. 25 years. Listen, we got to listen to God because he develops our character through trials. James chapter 1, count it all joy when we fall into trials, knowing that the trial produces patience, but let patience have its prophetic work. God wants to bless us through trials. It builds our character. It teaches us who's in charge. God has a plan for us, but we believers got to know what God wants. And how do we know what God wants? It's by being a follower of him and listening and praying and continuing in prayer. Get up in the morning and say, Lord Jesus, what do you want from me? How do you want me to go? Whose life do you want me to touch today? Use me, Father. Help me be a witness. This whole book is about witnessing, getting out there and showing the love of Christ to people who are hurting. It's not about us. Never was, man. We were born to serve others. We got to get out there and serve. We're getting older. I don't want no freaky, touchy message, itchy ear message. Send me a dollar now. I don't want your money. Jesus doesn't want your money. Did you know Jesus doesn't want your money? He don't want it. You didn't see that here in the book of Acts. Here's my money. Oh, I'm going to sow into the seed. No, God didn't want that. God never said that. God, they brought what they wanted, man, to Jesus, with each other. They were in fellowship with one another. This is the book of Acts. This is the togetherness Jesus is talking about, man. The Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't leave for in vain, man. Back it up some verses, man. Listen to this. Jesus ascended to heaven, man. He didn't say, okay, now go preach the sowing the seed message and build up these big giant churches with $25 million. Praise the Lord, churches. No, man. He said, come together in a church. Love one another in a church. Don't spend these lollipop tents, beautiful color tents. And man, Jesus wants you to come as you are, man. Go walk into a church with no shoes. Who cares? Who cares, man? Straight up. Come as you are, man. This is what it's about. The Holy Spirit's working. The Holy Spirit is not weak. The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is our helper. It's available. Like a 911 call. 911, what's your emergency? I need the Holy Spirit. Okay, you got it. Boom, he's there. All you got to do is call on him, man. He's in you. We can do it. But Peter was talking about how Mathathias is going to be chosen and replaced, you know, Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For verse 17 says, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now, this man purchased the field with the wages of iniquity and falling headlong, he bursts open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. So basically, you know, when Judas denied Jesus and he sold him out, when he sold out Jesus, he felt condemned so bad by the devil. Jesus, I talked about that. Where I preached the gospel, go back to my sermons in John, and Jesus talked about how Judas would dip his bread in the hummus, and that he would deny Jesus. Satan condemned Judas so bad to the point where he killed himself, and he hung from a tree. This is what it's talking about. And his body bloated from all the gases in his belly. And he exploded. I mean, his body just gushed out nasty it was sad. And all he had to do was say, "Jesus, I love you and I'm sorry." That's it. That's all he had to do, man. That's all we got to do is pray to Jesus, get on our knees, go buy knee pads. I don't care. They're at Home Depot. They're everywhere. If your knees hurt, go buy pads. Get on them. There's velvet knee pads. Get on your knees and seek the Father. He wants you. Judas, all he had to do was seek Jesus. But he was selfish. All he thought about was money and the land that he could buy with that money. See, there's always the devil wanting to negotiate with you. This is what goes back to in the beginning when I was telling you. It starts with a nasty thought. Listen. Satan was trying to plant thoughts in the mind of Judas, and he bit it. But it was supposed to happen. Although he's still doing it to us now. Watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Choose your words, for they become your actions. Understand your actions, for they become habits. Study your habits, for they will become your character. Believers, listen, don't let the devil put thoughts in your mind like Judas. We can live a nice, beautiful life with Christ together. But we got to be together, because a house divided cannot stand. Prayer is the key. When you need something, you ask God, and God will motivate the hearts of others, and they will come to you and say, "Here." There's many a times I've had that. I've had brothers call me on the phone and say, "Hey, you know, the Lord put it on my heart that you need this." And I'm like, "Wow, do you know that I just got done praying for that particular thing?" Well, there it is. There it is. There it is. God is faithful when we are faithful. But it's not a rub my back, rub your back thing. God's going to be faithful to you no matter what, man. Even if you're not faithful to him. Let me repeat that. God is going to be faithful to you no matter what. Even if you're not faithful to him. He gave Judas a chance all the way up until the end. And nowhere in the Bible does it say Judas is in heaven. So be careful. Don't make the mistake Judas made, because you won't spend eternity. Listen. Listen. We got to be careful. We got to be careful. He bought that land. You see, and that land was actually purchased later. The field was obtained with the money that Judas received for betraying Jesus. It was actually purchased by the priests after Judas hung himself. Look at Matthew chapter 27, 6 through 8. And the money actually belonged to Judas legally, but the priests purchased the field in his name, and the guy blew up. Whoosh, everywhere. God spoke. And so, you know, it's written in the book of Psalms. Listen, man. Let his dwelling place be a desolate, and let no one live in it. And let another take his office. Listen, and we got to get going on this. Verse 21, man, says, "Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." He's picking, he's choosing. Listen, listen. And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, or Justus, and Mathathus. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord." You see that, where they prayed? Listen, and they prayed. He didn't just say, "Hey, let me go pick that guy, man. Yeah, he's good looking. Sure, he's got nice arms and he's buff. He's famous. Oh, he preaches a good sermon too. Yeah, look at him." No, man. Care what you're preaching. I could care less. God could care less. If you ain't right with Christ and you ain't doing God's work, if you're not in his will, you're not obedient to him, and you're not following his ways, then you're no good, man, to the prayer. If you're not effective, you're good. I'm not saying like you're not no good, but prayer, man. If you're not on your knees seeking Christ, then what good are you preaching the gospel or witnessing? We got to be a witness, man. Listen, God loves us. Listen to this. Listen to what he says. Verse 23, and they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice and Matthathus. Verse 24, and they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who know the hearts of all. Wow. Show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, okay? And the lot fell on Matthathus, and he was numbered with the 11. Now listen. Listen to this, man. They didn't just, you know, basically, what they did was put their, you know, they casted lots, they put the names in a jar, shook it, and went, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, but they prayed. God chose them. It's like the voting system. God chose him to represent him. And God's choosing you. Listen, God's choosing you today, like Matthathus, to represent him. God is choosing you. He's saying, will you get on your knees and pray to me? Will you follow me? Will you listen to me? Will you represent me? Will you get out there and be bold? Because Jesus Christ loves you. He wants you to be bold. He wants you to get out there. He wants you to love on others. Show God's mercy. Listen, Jesus Christ is in love with you guys, man. He loves you. You are good in his eyes. When you fall short, Jesus Christ is there to say, look, I nailed it on the cross. I nailed it. There's nothing else that you can do. I've done it for you. I paid the way. I paid the price. Will you stop today and say, Lord, I want to give my heart to you and pray? Will you say, Lord, I'm done with my wicked ways. I'm done with the way of my life. I'm done with my selfishness, my pridefulness. I'm done with my arrogance. I'm done with this. I'm done with that. Listen, I want to be one of your disciples, Lord. Will you do that today? Listen, man. Will you say, I'm done with my old ways. I want to be your disciple. I want you to want me. No, it's not that 70s song either, man. It's, I want you to want me and show me what you want in my life, Lord. Will you do that today? Jesus is saying, come on, man. Let's do it. Let's work together. Let's be partakers in the kingdom together, man. Let's be togetherness. Father, we come before you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day, this togetherness, Father. Lord, you paid it all. And we thank you. Father, we want to just lift up to this podcast, Lord, not only to the non-believers, but to the believers. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done on the cross, Father. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, Father. Help us to be more in prayer. Lord, we know that your prayer gives us answers in our life. Father, we know that your prayer is an intimate relationship with you, Lord, and we know that the only way to talk to you, Father, is to reflect on by prayer, Lord. Lord, so we pray right now that what you've done for us, we thank you. Lord, we pray for forgiveness, for help. Lord, humble the ones that need it. We pray for trust. And Father, we pray that the upper room becomes our upper room in our heart, Father. Our upper room, Lord Jesus, is the upper room in our heart, Father. Lord, I believe that's where you had your last prayer meeting with your disciples, Father. And Lord, I believe that we need to be just like you, Father. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you guys, man. And listen, next week we're going to hit Acts again. Jesus loves you. Never worry about tomorrow. Never worry about anything. Worry about nothing, because Jesus has paid the price for you to be in paradise. Listen, next week we're going to talk about the coming of the Holy Spirit. I'll try not to get Pentecostal. But who knows, man? God bless you guys, man. And thank you for growing in his word. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on every channel you got, man. God bless y'all.